everybody. This is Adam Seward, and you're listening to Awaken Life here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome back. It's another Monday at 3. We're so glad to have you with us. As usual, joined here in the studio with my father, Rick.
Hi, Adam.
Glad to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good.
Yes, I'm really excited about this show today.
Yeah, thanks. I am too. I am too. And Eric's here too. He's helping us out over there. Thanks, Eric.
Absolutely. Always excited about the show.
And again, of course, I'm also joined by Paul DeFuria.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Paul.
Thanks again for joining us today, Paul.
Happy to be here.
And we've got a great show. We're actually talking about acceptance today.
Radical.
Loving what is. How big is your yes to life? This is a topic that Byron Katie really addressed in her book, Loving What Is, and she has a process we'll be talking about some today. Some of you may be familiar with that. But the show today is really geared toward going into our experience, and this might even be your current experience, wherever you are out there, of what it feels like to be in a relationship of no to the present moment. So finding where in us there's resistance to just the way things are. And then exploring this idea of loving what is, of acceptance, which is really more of a practice than an idea, but this practice of loving what is, of acceptance as a pathway to ultimate freedom, basically. And the reason that I use the word radical is because there are things in life that seem unacceptable. There are things that have happened throughout human history that seem unacceptable. But the message of this practice and of the Dzogchen Buddhist tradition, which we'll be talking about some today as well, is that there is a perfect order in the universe. There's what's called what the Buddhists say. They say that every snowflake falls in its proper place. And so we're going to get into that, talking about what does that really mean? What does that look like in my life? What does that look like in your life? And also, where's the snowflake for you that just isn't in its right place? Because I'll tell you what, there isn't a day that goes by in my life that I don't have the thought come up that something isn't as it's supposed to be. And we all have these thoughts, and we really share a lot of these thoughts. And so we'll talk about what some of those thoughts are and just ways of dealing with them. So that's going to be the show, the hour. And so we'll be getting into all that stuff. So, Paul, we were talking about this this weekend, too, just about this idea of great perfection. And so I think we're going to get into that as well. Like the idea that everything is happening as it should, including that thing in your life that you're just convinced needs to change, right?
That's right. Yeah. This whole idea of radical acceptance is if you can accept what's arising moment to moment fully, then you're cooked, basically. Mm. That's full enlightenment, according to the Dzogchen tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And so to tease that out, that can be kind of laden with a lot of misunderstanding, so it's worth kind of going more into depth about it.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it also kind of feeds into the topic we had last week about spiritual bypass.
Mm-hmm.
Because spiritual bypass, essentially, the idea of using spiritual concepts to overlay something negative, so it's a sort of kind of false positivity.
Mm-hmm.
That is an inauthentic sort of acceptance. It's not a full acceptance. So we could chat a little bit about that.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this isn't just sort of Pollyanna, pie in the sky sort of acceptance. Like, well, you know.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Isn't everything perfect when you're miserable?
Sure.
That doesn't really land for people.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, life has a way of busting our hearts open, right? And so, you know, if you're sitting there with a broken heart saying, I'm fine, there's something that's not, yes. You know, that's not at all what we're talking about.
No.
That's what I think you talked about. I mean, some people call that idiot compassion.
That's right.
I think it's where you just sort of, you're so accepting of everything that you know, you would never oppose anything ever, right? Because it's all as it should be. And right off the bat, let's just be clear. That's not what we're talking
about. Absolutely not. Because this does involve discernment.
Yes.
Right? So you get to use, you know, your experience and your discernment to make value judgments. So that's right. really a critical piece of it. But you're also accepting in a very wide way what's arising as a way of, in the traditions, they talk about poison being bringing wisdom,
mm-hmm.
right? So it actually is the doorway into deeper understanding,
mm-hmm.
which brings freedom and happiness and joy. And so mm-hmm. that's the spiritual and emotional maturity that we're developing in a practice.
Yeah, yeah. So what we're really talking about today is an integrated form of acceptance, the kind that honors, you know, the light and the dark. It isn't saying, well, no, it's not just saying it's all good and it's not there's nothing bad. It's saying, you know, there's a good that transcends both of those and includes both of those.
That's right. Because, you know, every time you have something good, you have something bad.
Yeah.
In the Tao, they say the bigger the front of the door, the bigger the back. And so anything that rises has that, it's mutually interdependent. You're going to have something that rises, it's going to be valued, and then there's going to be the opposite of it.
Mm-hmm.
They go together,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's why living in the paradox is the real key, is mm-hmm. being able to understand they're both true. And so how can I live with that
mm-hmm.
and be okay with that, accept it?
Yes, yeah.
So,
To be able to sit with the tension sometimes between those two and the anxiety that comes from the ambiguity.
That's
of,
right.
The resisting the temptation to stick these life events into nice, neat little categories like good and bad.
That's right.
You know,
Rumi used to say, there's a place beyond good and bad. There's a field beyond good and bad. I'll meet you there.
Sure.
So let's meet there in a conversation about it.
I like that.
At least in the radio, see if we can pull that off.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not to deny that, you know, there's pain, and life involves pain.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to tease out is the unnecessary suffering.
Right.
Right? Because what you're suffering about is usually, you know, basically ignorance. It's mm-hmm. a perspective you're not seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You get caught up and identify with one side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? And who knows? Maybe we could talk a little bit more about what's up for us in our lives, because that's always rising.
That's
that
right.
Might make it more real.
Before the show, we were struggling with those issues.
Sure, sure. You know, we were having some pretty real human conversations
yeah.
good before coming in here today.
Yeah.
Just about, you know, some of the things that are going on in the world, you know, and some things that are going on for, you know, each of us individually. And, you know, I just know for myself personally, I woke up today and I thought, man, there's this story going on, you know, it's like the stream of thinking was just moving right along with this kind of depressing story. And I'm kind of thinking, man, that is like, you know, and it's almost like right out there for bait, as bait, you know, to try to reel you in, right? I mean, just to get you to feed it with your attention.
That's it. You know? It's a blackmail. Usually there's something like a fear that's blackmailing you so that you'll buy into the story and it distracts you.
Mm.
So you forget about who you are, what you're about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why on this show, we always keep coming back to the inquiry practice, to the understanding, the deep understanding that you're developing about who you really are,
mm-hmm.
right? Because in that, there's no suffering. Right. It might be pain. It might even be more painful, because you can begin to feel what other people are, you know, experiencing.
Yes.
So it can be more pain, but it's not bothering you because you allow it. You know, that's just part of the process of what's unfolding
sure.
moment to moment. So there was a great Dzogchen master. I'm going to forget his name.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, in what's arising, there lies the key. I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he's just saying the awakening, the liberation, actually lies in this thing that's coming up.
Yes.
And usually if it's triggering some negative reaction from you, you know that's it. That's exactly where you put your attention.
Yes.
Right. And so, you know, there are a couple of different ways in the traditions to handle it. And one of them is to just sit with it and be detached and observe it. And
mm-hmm.
that way it diminishes it and clears your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
Then there's another, and that's the Hinayana approach. And the Mahayana approach, it's more of an interactive thing where in the Mahayanas, they'll meditate, but then they'll talk about it. They'll debate it.
Mm-hmm.
And they work on koans and they try to get clear understanding. So it's a mutuality of agreements and trying to take something negative and make it positive,
mm-hmm.
right? To kind of transform something negative. And So that practice is all about developing compassion,
mm-hmm.
right, and understanding and that kind of thing. But the Dzogchen tradition is the Vajrayana, and that's more of a deep dive into actually the experience itself and the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of sitting on a feeling or trying to make it from bad to good, you go all the way into, you just say, bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel everything right. in an experience, you know.
Now that right. reminds me of radical acceptance.
That's right. Because you know it's that part that hurts, that part that stings. There's something in it that it's a way of reality.
There's a treasure. Sometimes yes. I'll say there's a treasure underneath that, yeah.
It is. That's the gift.
Gosh. We're about ready to go to our first break. I'd say the homework is to, you know, search yourself. Where's that thing that you don't want to go? What's that thing you don't want to look into? And we'll use that as some fuel for the fire when we get back. All right. Again, you're listening to Awaken Life here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive. Instead of merely survive, listen to the Dr. Pat Show Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon on AM 1150, KKNW, and visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hi, this is Adam Seward.
And this is Rick Seward.
And together we've partnered to bring you Awaken Life every Monday at 3 here on KKNW 1150 AM. We are fully committed to supporting the unfolding of human and planetary consciousness, and that's why we've also created the Silence Foundation. Well, what is the Silence Foundation? The Silence Foundation is an organization that's dedicated to facilitating the unfolding of human and planetary consciousness through the creation and distribution of what we're calling Awaken Media. We'd love to connect with you. If you'd like to learn more about the Silence Foundation, go to www.adamsewardcounseling.net, fill out our contact form, and we'll get in touch with you right away. Again, that's adamsewardcounseling.net. We look forward to hearing from you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Awakened Life. So we're talking about radical acceptance. We're talking about loving what is as a path to freedom, to ultimate freedom. We spent the first segment there kind of laying some of the groundwork around this topic and really, you know, went to break wanting to encourage you to check in with yourself and, really look into what is it that I'm resisting? One thing you can do really is just to ask yourself the question, what's my relationship to the present moment? Is it a yes or a no? Are you in, you know, a state of acceptance of the present moment and all that it contains, or are you in a state of resistance? And if the answer is yes, you know it's the first, and if it's no, then you know it's the second. So just asking yourself, what is your relationship with the present moment? And feeling into that. And the beautiful thing about this, and this is really what we're talking about today, is that if it's a no, you can ask yourself or you can inquire into, well, what does it mean to shift it to a yes? What does it look like to move from that place of resistance to the place of acceptance? And of course, that's what we're unpacking today, is what that, just that very simple shift. Just a very, very small, you know, few degrees in direction that can make all the difference in the world. So Byron Katie, many of you are familiar with her. She has a process called The Work. And basically, there are four questions that are designed to, it's a form of inquiry. We were talking about inquiry earlier. Four questions that are designed to get at the answer to really the one question, is that true or what's true? She has, her book is actually called Loving What Is. And what she would say is that when we don't believe our thoughts, we automatically enter into a relationship of appreciation with what is, because we allow what is to be revealed to us beyond just our idea or our story of what's going on. So, like I said earlier, like I said in the first part, I woke up today, I had a story running, and for me, I know that it's not true before I even ask the question. So I've kind of explored this idea of not buying into it or not listening to it. And that's essentially what Byron Katie's encouraging people to do.
Yeah. What are the four questions?
Well, the first one is it true?
Yeah.
And then the second one is, can you absolutely know that it's true? And if the answer, if you say yes to that one, then you probably can stop there. There's no reason to go any further.
but usually she tease it out. So they're both
she
no.
does. Okay, the answer, yeah. Essentially, I mean, can you absolutely know anything's true? No, you can't.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the third is, who would you be without that thought? So without the thought, you know, I'm a lousy dad or something like that, or I'm a you know,
just hypothetically, right?
Yeah. I mean, whatever your thought is, yeah. just happen to be looking at yeah. you. You know, if you, the idea is that if, you know, it, without that, who yes. would you be? You know, what would that experience be like? What would that feeling be like? And of course, it's just, you know, you're freed up, because right. the only thing that was holding you in the state of, you know, the, you know, feeling that way or, you know, believing something untrue about yourself is this, you know, believing that thought. And then the last one is the turnaround. So, the third one is, how do you react when you think that thought? The fourth one is, who would you be without that thought? And then the final part is the turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when you say, what is equally true or more true than that thought? Hmm. Right. And
yeah. So basically the thing that you're saying you wish weren't happening, then you turn that around to, I wish, you know, I'm glad this is happening.
Sure. Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that, yeah.
Or like, this should, you know, if the thought process is that this shouldn't be happening,
right?
Then the turnaround is, well,
it should be.
It should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I kind of condensed that work down to one question, which is, have I had enough of this yet? I just don't have the patience for four full steps. I have a short right. span of attention, but it's really essentially just, you can make an immediate turnaround. When you appreciate what it, when you just willing to flip to appreciation,
mm-hmm.
and the key is to tease out the difference between you know, your perception of your kind of habitual way of perceiving something, and to radically allow what is, that whole kind of perception of reality, kind of to let that abide.
Yes,
and you can do that in a moment. It can take it doesn't have to take a long time. It can be your next breath.
Sure.
And what you're basically is abiding in, and this is something we talked about in other shows, but this idea of just a simple feeling of being.
Mm-hmm.
Anchoring yourself in that I am feeling,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm here. If you think about what we were talking about in the last break is different than what we're talking about. What we were talking about last show was different.
Mm-hmm.
The thoughts we were having 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
where are those?
Mm-hmm.
Gone. Right. Those are always changing. But there's something that's been running all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
There's some aspect of yourself that I am that's mm-hmm. been, that was present 5 years ago, is mm-hmm. present now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that is what you're grounding yourself in. And by the way, when you were 5 years old, same thing. You mm-hmm. remember when you saw yourself in the mirror when you were five? And you go, that's me.
Yeah.
And I am. Here I am.
Yeah.
That's alive right now.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else, all the objects that were there, thought objects, physical objects, they're all changed. But you're still grounded in this moment. This moment is still here.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you can do that. You can just go, okay, I have a whole new set of thought objects that are smashing into one another in my mm-hmm. brain. I'm trying to line them up in a way that'd be more pleasant.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yep, sure.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that
and
is. It, yeah.
It's for some people, it's a lifetime. It's just they're trying to manage that, right?
Sure.
But what we're asking is sort of a more radical way of approaching reality and mm-hmm. your experience, which is just going back to you. And we always talk about the heart, but that's how it's access to your feelings. So you just feel the now. In this moment, feels fine. It feels, it's actually very, it's gentle.
Yeah.
It's okay with what's happening. It has mm-hmm. this really deep, you know, allowing. Because it is, this, in the Dzogchen tradition, they speak of that awareness like a marble, a clear mm-hmm. marble. Mm-hmm. If you put it down on a red piece of paper, what happens to the marble? Becomes red.
Mm.
But it in itself is transparent, it's open, it's radiant.
Mm-hmm.
And in the traditions, they speak of it being able to perceive. So it's the thing that's knowing. It's the presence, it's pure presence,
mm-hmm.
is awake and alive, and it's aware.
And it's aware that it's aware.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. But it doesn't have any qualities in and of it. Intrinsically, it's empty. Right. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't, all the thoughts have qualities. Those things. So in the traditions, you can sit and meditate on objects. There's all these different concentration to clear your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one that they do is an awareness practice where you just go back to the I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just see all the thoughts that arise and then it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you can that level of discretion is available. You can, and there's a wisdom that comes with it. In the moment, you just stop identifying with all the little objects and identify with yourself again.
So I want to check in with you, Dad. Are you understanding what he's saying?
I'm loving this moment right now. I mean, I'm totally into this, and I guess it's this whole thought, you know, why believe our untrue thoughts? I mean, why even go there?
Mm-hmm.
But like Greg, our guest 2 weeks ago, Greg McBride, he took the 12 steps and condense them down into four.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so, Paul, this is good. You've condensed Byron Katie's four steps down to one. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, progress.
You know, I think you're making progress because when I asked you, you know, are you understanding this?
Yeah.
Your response, I'm loving this moment.
I am.
And that's loving what is. So it sounds like you get it.
Yeah.
Because that's all that getting it means is loving the moment as it is more than we love our stories about the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the idea is that when you're present, your ego gets out of the way and the experience of the moment is love.
Mm.
So there's nothing for you to even do.
There's a Byron Katie quote here that I like. It. She says, reality is always kinder than the stories we tell about it.
Boy, that's true.
Yeah.
So whatever your, you know, whatever the story is, whatever the dictation of the moment is, according to you right now, reality's kinder than that.
Absolutely.
It's even kinder than what we're saying it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and another metaphor, I use the marble metaphor. Another one is just a movie theater and a screen.
Hmm.
So there's the screen is you. It doesn't have, it's just the screen,
mm-hmm.
and then the movie projector comes out, the light shows all these images, and you get into it. You think, oh, my God, there's a car crash or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I think the first movie was in France at the turn of the century, and mm-hmm. it was a train. They filmed a train coming out, and everyone said, this might be urban legend, but everyone ran out the back of the theater because this train was coming, right? People sometimes they get caught up in believing that the light that's flickering on the screen and telling the story is the real part.
Mm-hmm.
And in the traditions, they're saying you can either know yourself as the screen, or another way to think about it is look back and see the source, see the light.
Mm-hmm.
That's you. So that what happens on the screen comes and goes, but you're okay, no matter what. Right.
Right. Well, and the idea too is that you're the one behind the story. You know, you're the director, the screenwriter, the producer, you know, you're the one turning the crank, essentially, right? I mean, it's all, everything that you're projecting is your own self and each thing for a specific purpose.
Yes. Well, this radical acceptance takes a full responsibility. Yeah. That's required, because then you understand you're the one who made up the story.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one that's been telling the story.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we like to tell very dramatic stories, don't we? Particularly about our own lives.
They are very effective at keeping our attention distracted and caught up. You know, but I mean, I love a good story too. That's and, right. You know, one thing I also like to say that sometimes I don't hear people saying when they're talking about this is that there is a story to what's going on. There's a deeper story, and I think of it as the greatest story ever told.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Right, and that's the story of the your awakening.
Yeah,
that's our awakening, I should say, and that's a there is a story there. It's a beautiful story, and
story of you.
It is right.
The perennial philosophy. Right?
Amen. Yeah. So a further distinction that just feels important, necessary to draw when talking about storytelling.
Yeah. Joseph Campbell wrote The Hero with a Thousand Faces.
Yeah.
Just went through every cross culturally. This is the story we're all telling. And it has a big beginning and end and a, middle, but the end is always a deeper realization of who you are and what's really going on here.
Right.
And so that you can live from that space.
But well, usually the hero leaves, conquers the dragon, comes home and realizes that, everything he ever wanted was right there waiting for, right there before he even left, right?
Yes. But to get the gold, right, he has mm-hmm. to face the dragon.
He does.
And that's the fire.
Yeah.
And that's the fire that's burning in this sacred moment, the burning moment of this right now.
Yes.
And it's burning.
The dragon of our stories, right? And the hell that we create around ourselves, on a daily basis.
Yes.
Through not questioning or thinking our stories, right? So we're ready to go to another break here. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back talking about acceptance. Again, you're listening to Awaken Life here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio.
Listen to the Marie Manucherry Show, where energy and medicine meet, every Tuesday and Thursday at noon. It's intelligent and provocative radio. Tuesdays is Boot Camp for the Soul to help you soar. Thursdays, Marie interviews guests from an incredibly talented lineup. To learn more about Marie and her radio show, visit energyintuitive.com or connect with her on Facebook and Twitter. That's the Marie Manucherry Show, every Tuesday and Thursday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
There's an exciting new Astrology Hour, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. with Deborah Silberman. Deborah's unique blend of psychology and astrology turns planetary language into plain English. Join us for an interactive hour that's guaranteed to give you personal insights in a fun and entertaining way. Tune in to Deborah Silberman live. Whatever your life question, marriage, job, family, relocation, or just curiosity, call for a live reading Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and visit Deborah's website at DeborahSilvermanAstrology.com.
Have you ever wondered why things are the way they are? I'm Ernesto Amaya, host of Pondering Life's Mysteries on 1150 a.m. KKNW Alternative Talk, Mondays at 5 p.m. Join me in an ongoing discovery and dialogue about consciousness, quantum theories, dreams, and Uranian astrology. Let's talk about the great beyond and understanding the marvels and mysteries in this so-called thing of life. Mondays at 5 p.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Alternative Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to Awakened Life here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. So we're talking about one of the golden keys of your spiritual journey, which is the key of acceptance, loving what is, experiencing reality as it is rather than our stories about it. One of the things one of the questions essentially that each of us needs to ask ourselves is, who are we going to align with? The ego and the story of our lives, or the truth in us, that deeper voice with a capital V that seems to be telling a much different story all the time. So Paul, What, I mean, for you, it just feels like that, you know, this acceptance process is sort of and this is for me too, is an evolutionary process from merely just allowing things to be the way they are to really accepting them and maybe seeing like a greater purpose in them, like a challenge or an opportunity for growth, to even seeing everything that comes to you as a gift and just the natural, of course, response to that being appreciation and gratitude.
Yeah, that's the practice. The practice becomes just about loving everything that's arising moment to moment. And if you're not able to do that, then what you're being given is a very sacred opportunity. Right? And the interesting thing about how that works is if you pass, that's okay, because, you know, timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the universe will conspire to give you that opportunity again and again.
Until you get it right. Of Course in Miracles says, trials are lessons you have failed to learn, presented once again. So where you made a faulty choice before, you now can make a better one.
That's right. And it's just resistance. There's some place in your awareness or in your reality that you resist.
Yes.
You're dissociated from, you're avoiding. And so it'll say, here's another opportunity it's an invitation,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, you know, we're here to just gently and lovingly encourage you to take it. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I remember, you know, since I started this practice and since I kind of gave in to the experience really that, love was coming at me from all directions, trying to help me and nothing else was happening. Then my yes got bigger.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because it was as I began to do that, that all of a sudden the invitations started to get more and more risky.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this year especially has been the year of yes, of radical yes, big yes, in the sense of life saying, hey, so you really believe this, you know, this surrender stuff, this, you know, accepting that everything is happening as it should. Okay, well, here's this opportunity, you know, or let's see if you can live what you're saying. And so far, so good. So far, so good. But it sure isn't easy. It's not always easy, I should say.
Well, yeah, your house burned down.
Sure. Yeah, there was like maybe a knee jerk of no when I first got the call about that. Like, no, wait, no, I want my house. Thanks, reality, but I feel like I like my house and all the things I filled it with. You know, maybe could I get that back, please?
Yeah, it's simple, but it's not always easy.
No.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, well, and now of course I've been calling that. You know, I was calling it a gift about a month after it happened. Now I'm calling it the best thing that's ever happened to me. Yeah. The best thing that's ever happened to me. That fire.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, your heart is designed to be cracked open. It actually works that way.
Mm.
And so if you allow that, it will keep cracking over. It becomes big capacity to hold more
mm-hmm.
is what results from it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, in a sense, my life was broken open, right? I mean, everything was, you know, cleared so that something brand new could be put in its place. And I can't help but see a metaphor in that for what's happening all over the world.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah. A lot of people are suffering right now.
Yeah.
So, and I really appreciate those people who are willing to go there have the courage to hear the call and answer it, really,
mm-hmm.
because they're the real leaders, and they're the ones that are going to be called on to assist people who are really in a lot of struggle and confusion and doubt.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, we see it every day, what you're talking about right now. What do you have to say to people that are losing their house or,
Yeah, there. This is a big issue. You know, there's just an enormous amount of financial upheaval, and people are being asked to let go. You know, they're losing things. You know, and so we do the best we can to help manage that for them. And you know, there's legal remedies. There's ways to kind of solve some problems, but there are some times when you just have to let go, and there is a freedom that comes with that. You know, that's the whole piece about surrender and acceptance, is that you're asked, because the attachments are where the suffering comes in. Well, we talked about the I am-ness or you really your pure awareness, or your true self, as they call in Zen, which I really like. It's very clear. That there's something about that that it doesn't have an agenda, right? They call it without awareness, without qualities. I mean, it's empty and it's radiant, but it doesn't have an agenda, right? It's our egos that have the agenda. We want something, and then we get attached to it.
Well, we have we operate based on future.
That's right.
Right. So, what the ego does, I should say.
And then there's a fear that comes with that, and the fear of not. You know, there's a couple of different ways to suffer. One is you get the thing that you want, and it's not what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You get it, and you lose it, or you get it, and it makes you miserable. Those are the big three, right? So, our idea of the future of what we're trying to create, we'll have a desire, and that's pure.
Sure.
So that's what we'd say. Center yourself on that. But then don't get attached to the outcome. So the idea is you can have as much desire as you like, as long as you don't start getting attached to the way it should turn out. Because that's not up to you.
Right.
You know, there's a mystery. There's a magic in letting it unfold and then seeing what's there and available to you. That's artistry, because then you're really surfing on the wave.
Saturday.
That happened?
We experienced
Tell me about that.
Weekend.
What happened?
The kinetic ball. We didn't have any clue what it was going to turn out to be, but when we got there and just saw it all, and this is a big deal in Port Townsend. They have these vessels, and they go through the mud, the out in the water, and then they had this ball, and we got to experience that. It was really fun.
Yeah. Well, there's this band that I've been following that's pumping out so much awakened juice. I don't know what else to call it, but they are
there.
Oh my goodness. I mean, if you like to party in the name of the light, I highly recommend checking out Eldridge Gravy and the Court Supreme. They're a funk band, and you know, this awakened consciousness has an energy, you know, and there's certain people who are working in the world in all different areas that are tapped into that, and therefore their artistic expression is an embodiment of that, right? So I just wanted to say something about them, because that is what brought us out to Port Townsend.
That's what got us there.
Yeah. So it just happened that this band was playing the Kinetic Arts Festival, which I knew nothing about, but so we didn't know what to expect, but it ended up being a...
There are a lot of angels there with wings.
And fairy, yeah.
Literally.
It was a costume party. Yeah, figuratively and literally. All right, well, I will tell the story that since you brought that up, there was one thing that happened this weekend that was really interesting. Many of you know that the symbol of the whistle has been particularly meaningful to me over this year because, you know, of the symbolic dream that I had that... of a whistle, the meaning ended up being you need to make some noise for this movement of awakening, which ended up leading to this show, and or start, you know, saying yes to the opportunity to have this conversation on the air like this. On Saturday night, I was at this event and I was dancing, and the next thing I know, I looked into my hand and I had a whistle in my left hand, and I have no idea how it got there. I don't recall anybody handing it to me.
Whistle is kind of a talisman for you, isn't it?
Well, say a little bit about what a talisman is. We were talking about this last night as well.
Yeah, well, it's an object that holds a particular kind of energy.
That's right.
You know, imbued with a particular energy, so a mandala can be that, or something, a rosary, something, you know, that you meditate or pray around. It has a significance because it's holding a particular kind of energy,
right? So it is a talisman in that sense, that it actually connects me to the deepest experience I think I've ever had, you know, in this lifetime. Of course, it was in a dream, but you know, I often tell people, when I recovered that sacred whistle, that ancient artifact from the depths of my unconscious, never before have I ever consciously gone into that kind of depth. So so it does. It definitely, it's been sort of like my little anchor.
Yeah.
In that.
It's a great symbol for awakening, you know.
Of course.
And in the same way that you can dream and wake up in your dream, they call that lucid dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
In Tibetan, they have dream yoga, which you develop a capacity to, while you're dreaming, to be conscious in your dream, and then you have control of it. You can fly, you can change it, you can do whatever you want.
Sure. Which I've been enjoying quite a bit lately.
Fantastic, yeah. Right? It's very euphoric. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to really amp up the, you know, you take it into your life and you wake up in the life dream.
Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it. No, that really is it. You know, that metaphor of a dream is used so frequently because so often we are just moving around on autopilot.
That's right. And what happens, we narcotize ourselves and we use our thoughts to shut down because it's scary and it's painful. And mm-hmm. so what we're saying is your pain is a wake-up call. It's mm-hmm. waking you up to your deeper self. And so instead of using the thoughts or some trick, mm-hmm. some way of thinking or something.
Closing, protecting.
Watching TV, getting distracted.
Sure.
Just feel it, right? Just feel those feelings.
Mm.
Because the thoughts are trying to keep those at bay, keep mm-hmm. you from feeling something.
Sure.
And usually the deep feeling is fear.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if you get right to it, there's some fear that that it's going to end.
Yeah.
And that is enough for you to sell out, mm-hmm. you know. So the thing is, we just encourage you, take a deeper dive into it and see what's there. Mm. See what awaits you. It's magic. That's what art is. A good musician is so present. They're just letting it flow through them, and they're so right there. And if it's dynamic, because you don't know what's coming out next, right?
Usually they don't either.
That's right. And then, so, you know, that's not just for musicians. That's, you can do that in your life. Do that in your relationship. Do that at work.
Do it on the radio.
Do it right now.
Okay. Oh, gosh. All right. Well, we're ready to go to break again. Keep listening. We'll be back in a few minutes. Again, you're listening to Awaken Life on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Hello, I'm Lauren Archer. I'm a hypnotherapist who helps people change their energy by changing their mind.
And I'm Lorelei Spiegelman. I'm an energy healer that helps people change their minds by changing their energy. Together, we are the Soul Sirens of Seattle, sending out the call for you to remember and awaken the wisdom of your soul.
Tune in on Monday afternoons at 4 o'clock here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Adam Seward.
And this is Rick Seward.
And together we've partnered to bring you Awaken Life every Monday at 3 here on KKNW 1150 AM. We are fully committed to supporting the unfolding of human and planetary consciousness. And that's why we've also created the Silence Foundation. Well, what is the Silence Foundation? Silence Foundation is an organization that's dedicated to facilitating the unfolding of human and planetary consciousness through the creation and distribution of what we're calling Awaken Media. We'd love to connect with you. If you'd like to learn more about the Silence Foundation, go to www.adamsewardcounseling.net, fill out our contact form, and we'll get in touch with you right away. Again, that's adamsewardcounseling.net. We look forward to hearing from you. Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Adam Seward, and again, you're listening to Awaken Life here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. So today we're talking about loving what is as a pathway to ultimate freedom and exploring in some detail what that looks like, especially when it relates to our personal lives and to just the things that kind of weigh on us on a daily basis that keep us from the experience of really the bliss of our true nature. You know, the way we buy into this stuff. And I'll tell you what, today, you know, I didn't know that we were going to be talking about this today until about 11 or 12 o'clock this morning, when it just occurred to me that, you know, I need some acceptance today. I need some of that loving what is, because,
I accept you, Adam.
Oh.
You're a snowflake.
see, that's why that's these love. Guys, that's, Paul, that's why you're here on the show, man. See, the moral support. What are friends for, though? You know, I mean, it's such a shortcut to feeling good no matter what is going on in your life, because this acceptance brings us in touch with the life that is beyond your life situation.
Well, we talked a little while ago about the retreat we did together,
mm-hmm.
and that was my experience of it. I mean, we got out of sort of who we know ourselves to be,
yeah.
our personalities,
right.
and just hang out with who we really are together.
Mm.
And how I'd characterize that is a feeling of acceptance. Yeah. I really went, oh, my friends love me.
Right.
Wow, that's... that feels really good. Mm. And by the way, it has to be true.
Yeah,
of
like
everybody,
the reason they love you isn't because they, you know, got the wrong story or something like that. Yeah, it's like it's because you're
yes.
actually deserving of it.
This is true about your family. It's true about your friends. Of course it is. And
yeah.
how often do you get a chance to really feel into the fact that they really accept you for who you are? And they don't really care what, you know, whether you have money, whether you're successful, whether everything's going well for you, whether you got it all yeah. figured out.
Another quote is, everyone loves you, just not everybody knows it.
Unless they go deeper. And of course, it's obvious.
Then
right?
They, yeah. Well, what I don't know what else to do with you but love you. I love every cell in that in
that's
your being,
it.
Right?
Yes. And when you do that, you get to feel that. And that's kind of the, you know, you're the first beneficiary, as Isaiah used to say.
Right, right.
It's just a beautiful experience. And that's what we want. It's contagious. So it's like, spread that.
You know, it's like loving what is the same as loving yourself. And
same.
And, loving yourself is, that's like the key to unity consciousness.
Yeah. It also feels great.
Feels really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Feels really
highly recommended.
You know, you're doing the best you can always.
Well, yeah.
How about that?
That's huge. And that's true of everybody.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. That's one of those things. It's like, you know, once you realize that, gosh, why would you do any less than the best that you can?
You know, sometimes that gets obscured in what they call the monkey mind.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind gets so overstimulated. It's just chattering,
right.
you know.
Mine was doing today, for some reason, it just blah, 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 you know. It's like, I see you, you know, I mean, maybe I need to listen. Yeah. What are you up to?
That's right. Well, there are a couple of different approaches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it earlier. And one is the renunciation practice, where you just shut everything down
mm-hmm.
and quiet the mind
mm-hmm.
so that the clarity and the wisdom comes out, right?
Sure.
And that's a very disciplined practice, you know. And then there's another one where you take the thoughts and you turn them to good thoughts. And that's another practice. And that can, you need coaching with that one.
Sure.
That one's
power
great.
Of positive thinking.
All of that.
Yeah.
And counselors can help you with that. And again, it's very clear in Mahayana Buddhism about developing self-compassion and generosity. But what we're advocating, this is my personal love, is to actually go all the way with it.
Mm.
It's like saying, okay, life, just if it's going to come now, just bring it all.
Mm.
Bring it all into the moment and see what's left.
That sounds like a big yes.
It really is. It's magic when you know, so just, you know, it's, I think of it, it's like, do you ever see Charlie and Chocolate Factory?
Mm.
Charlie at the beginning, it's his relationship with chocolate. He can't afford any, so he's doing that renunciate practice.
Right, right, right.
No chocolate.
Yeah.
But then it's his birthday and they buy chocolate and he says, hey, let's share it. You remember with all his grandparents who
sure.
were sleeping in the same bed?
Oh, yeah.
Just everyone gets chocolate. You know, that's the Mahayana approach. Let's do this together. We're going to wake up together.
Yeah.
See, because in Hinayana, your alignment is for you and you wake up and you go over the wall. Well, in mm-hmm. Mahayana, they say when you go over the wall to Nirvana, then you throw the rope down and you help the other one.
Right.
And that's the Bodhisattva. I'm mm-hmm. looking at one, right? You're a Bodhisattva. It's like, bring it over. but Vajrayana or Dzogchen, the great perfection, that's
mm-hmm.
more like Augustus Gloop. You'd get down on your hands and knees, and there's a river of chocolate, and then you start drinking, and you tip over, and you're in the river, and that's it.
Sure.
You go all the way into it
right.
and see what happens.
Right.
You know, because what's the worst that can happen?
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, if you've had that experience where you do wake up in a dream and you know, and it becomes lucid and mm-hmm. all of a sudden you realize that, oh, these are, you know, this isn't.
This is what happened to Ramana Maharshi, right? He mm-hmm. was 16. He was over at his uncle's. He's this famous mystic. If you think about the guy on the mountain, the Indian guys go up and, you know, like the Simpsons and all those, that's him.
Yeah.
The guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's one of my favorites.
What happened was he was at his uncle's and he had a panic attack come and it came heavy and he thought, I'm going to die. And he just laid down on his kitchen floor, on his uncle's kitchen floor. And he was there for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't move. He just was like, I'm going to die. He just had this feeling it's coming. And so he said, well, if I'm going to die, I want to be around for it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to welcome it in. I want to see what is this all about.
Sure.
And in that, he saw what doesn't die.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. And so he touched into that part, the eternal aspect of himself that's
sure.
unchanging.
Sure.
And then he became the great teacher for all the teachers to come about, self-inquiry.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Know yourself. And, of course, the Greeks used to say, know yourself.
Know thyself.
That's it. It's a time. This is nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
Just we get in the modern age, we get all caught up in getting ahead and all that. We forget about just the simple thing,
mm-hmm.
which, like we said, is not necessarily easy, but it's simple.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be that for each other as a reminder. Let's blow the golden whistle. You know?
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is true in a relationship. So that's why there's a, like, if you're in a fight, mm-hmm. your reaction could be, I'm going off into my room.
Right.
I'll see you in a couple
Fold
hours.
My arms. I'm going to eat worms.
That's
or whatever,
the renunciation,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
The second one is, hey, let's work it out.
Right.
Lee, I'll tell you how I'm feeling. You tell me how you're feeling. I'll give you what you want.
Yeah, I'll listen. Yeah. I'll reflect back.
That's right. Who knows what would happen in a Vajrayana? Like, that's like, let's engage and get right to the heart of it. Let's go all the way in together.
Yes.
And let's crack it open. And so we can be so present and free and open together that, you know, we can live with our hearts fully open, living like, that's artistry, living as love, giving your life to be more interested in what's really true than your own personal narrative.
I like that.
How about it?
Right. Aligning with the self rather than the ego or the story.
And that's a lifetime practice. Then you're integrating that, and there's no end to that, and that's the good part.
Sure. You know, there's some folks who their ego sort of fizzles up in a moment, you know, and then it's done, right? Ramana is one of those people. Maybe Eckhart Tolle is another example, Byron Katie. Some of these people. But for most of us, it's sort of like, you know, you've researched the ego lobotomy, you found out it doesn't exist, and so you're gonna basically make friends with it, or you're gonna be at war for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And that just means, you know, loving it even as an aspect of this process.
Yeah, that's where true intimacy comes in. If you can't be intimate with that, then how are you gonna be intimate with, say, your partner?
Sure.
Or even with life. You know, you never feel safe enough just to relax into it.
Right. Right.
That's on the whole nother show.
Right. Stay tuned for next week.
Yeah. we'll cover it.
Gosh, well, this has been great. You know, another show where I have to say that just I was so looking forward to talking about this today just so that we could really sink into this energy of loving what is.
I feel very free. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I thank both of you for bringing me to this great place.
Yeah.
This is really
It feels good, doesn't it?
It feels really good.
Love is real.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is again, it's like there's no situation that is exempt from this. So, we of course, as always, we want to connect with all of you. So, my website is adamsewardcounseling.net. If you ever need to get in contact with me, you can do it through there. Paul, why don't you let people know how they can get in contact with you?
Yeah, foreclosurefairness.net has all my contact info on it.
Okay. And why don't you just say a little bit about what you do on there?
Yeah, well, I do mediation, and there's a new act called the Foreclosure Fairness Act, and that allows distressed homeowners to get in with the bank and work things out.
Mm-hmm. So they get a mediation, essentially.
They do.
Yeah. They don't have to just, it's not just them and the banks. There's help that's there
exactly
for them.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah. So if you or anyone you know needs that kind of help, or maybe even just like a consultation around that, I mean, I see the work they're doing and they're really helping a lot of people out. So, all right. Well, thanks again, everybody, for tuning in today. And we will hopefully have you here with us next week. So you're listening to Awaken Life right here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you very much.